We are still continuing our search. We've been searching all last night. We had several lifeboats out, the Coast Guard helicopter from Leon Solent, and a number of Coast Guard teams doing a good search of the whole of the Solent area and the shoreline. This morning, again, we have the Coast Guard helicopter out. We have two teams from Hillhead and Portsmouth out doing a search. And we've got three lifeboats out in the Solent continuing the search for the missing kayaker. We have saturated the search area, or the area we're looking for, very well over the night and this morning. So we continue doing this, and if we haven't found anything in the next hour, we will expand our search further to the east.
I mean, he's been missing all night. How worried are you for his safety?
We are very worried. As you are aware, the water temperature is still quite low this time of the year. The kayaker was wearing a wetsuit and life jacket, which of course increases his chance to be found and recovered. However, it's been obviously quite a while, so think about hypothermia and just physical exhaustion. So we are very worried and trying our best to locate the kayaker.
I mean, you say if he's not found in the next hour, you might expand that search area. I mean, is it possible that he may have drifted given currents and the quite strong winds we had yesterday?
Yes, it is possible. We don't know if he's been separated from the kayak or if he's still with the kayak itself, so that obviously has an influence of how fast or how far he might be drifting. And we're running our search models for the whole of the Solent area. And we have, as I say, we've saturated the area multiple times with a very high, what we call a probability of detection. So if he was in that area, we are very high likelihood of finding him there. But just to make sure, we will also cover the extend the area to the east, which would be another likely area he might drift into.
How certain are you that he is still on the water? Is there a chance that he may have come ashore, but perhaps at a different location?
Yes, definitely. The possibilities are very wide-ranging. He might just have been exhausted and gone ashore somewhere and been somewhere on the shoreline, exhausted and unable to call anyone at the moment. He might have been drifted to the shoreline, or he might be at the water. So that's why it's important that we cover both the shoreline as well as the water itself. We are still continuing doing broadcasts and asking, obviously, any user out there on the water, any leisure user or any commercial shipping, to keep an eye on the waters there to see if they spot anything.